You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio, from a 40-20 to winners aplenty. We've got it covered.
Yeah, welcome along to the Rugby League podcast from William Hill. Looking forward to a great mixture of Super League and Challenge Cup action in the company of Paul Redhead, who's our resident tipster, and he's in very, very good form. You well, Paul? Your bank balance must be.
Well, things are looking a bit up. Yeah, like I said, we mentioned a few times we had a slow start to the season, but yeah, I think we picked up really well last week. I think the teams are starting to go to form a little bit more now, aren't they? So you can actually read what's going on, and I think teams are just finally starting to get a hang of this every minute matters new system that we're on now. And yeah, so hopefully do as well today. Like I say, you think things are going good, and then you look at the fixture, think, God, it's going to be tough again this weekend, but let's have a go, eh?
Yeah, try scorers have been very good so far. You say every minute matters. It doesn't for Wakefield anymore, does it? Because the coach has pretty much said, well, we're the first team where the slogan doesn't apply to us. Wakey fans aren't often that happy anyway, to be fair. I know a few of them, so I can say that with confidence, but even less to be happy about this time round. It looks like they could be playing Championship football next season.
It's crazy. Like I say, I'd be furious. Apparently, the coach James Webster's come out with comments that they're kind of resigned now to being in this middle eight competition, which is the bottom four in Super League, or going to a competition with the top four in the Championship to decide four places for next year's Super League. He says he's kind of now resigned to preparing for that. I think it's crazy. I think we all think Wakefield are going to be in that middle eight competition, but even ninth and tenth place in Super League that go into it will get an extra home game in that little shootout. So there's an incentive to finish 10th. Seems to have given up already. And like I say, if I'd paid for a season ticket, I think I'd want a refund.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Let's start with the two live TV games in Super League, first of all, and two absolute belters as well. Wigan versus Warrington, first of all. Wigan are 2-1 on. The draw's 18-1. Warrington 13-8. So Warrington with a 6-point start if you're a handicap punter. And let's be fair, most of you are when it comes to rugby league. The team news, well, most of it revolves around the fact that prop forward Ben Flower comes back after his 6-month ban for punching in that grand final appearance. It's accompanied by a bit of stirring from his coach as well. We'll talk about that in a second. Warrington unchanged, which means a second appearance for teenage standoff Deck Patton alongside Richie Myler. Last season, they were pretty close games. Wigan won 24-20 at their place. Warrington were defeated 12-4 at home, Paul. Do you see a similarly tight game here?
Oh, it always is between these two. Like, so I think probably for the last 4 or 5 years, as regards the regular season, I think this has probably been the games of the season between these two. They've always been in the top three or four. Well, I think they've won 3 of the last 5 Shields between them. It's always close. Like I said, there was a long spell when Warrington were beating Wigan for fun. I think they went about 3 or 4 games in a row, but I think the last 4 now that they've played, I think Wigan have actually managed to come out on top, including obviously the 2 playoff games, the grand final of 2013 and last year's playoff game. I think last year's playoff game it's easily forgotten now because of what happened in the grand final, but obviously it was the week before that, and that was the game of the season for me last year. It was a crazy game, a fantastic game. I think Joe Burgess pinched it in the last minute. I think 6 is about right here. I think Wigan will win the game, and I think they'll win a very tight one. So I'd really find it hard to split on the handicap on this one, to be honest with you. I think maybe it's looked somewhere else for some value in it, but this should be a fantastic. When these two meet, it's always very intense. Brilliant games to watch.
Yeah, you're not kidding. They are good. The headline offers are always worth a good look at. There are 3 of them for each side. Wigan to win by 1 to 10 points, 9-4. Warrington to win by 1 to 10 points, 7-2. Joe Burgess to score and Wigan to win 6-4. Joe Burgess, of course, so far has got 7 tries in Super League. Joel Monaghan to score and Warrington to win is priced up at 5-2. And the other headline offer sees Joe Burgess and Dominic Manfredi both to score tries anytime in the game, 5-2. Joel Monaghan and Gene Ormsby to both score anytime in the game, 5-2. Any of those catch your eye, Paul?
Yeah, like I said, I was saying that they're probably the best place to look in this game. Mm. They had quite a few. I was saying 1 to 10 and it was 9-4. I think I would probably go for a little bit more value and just stretch the 1-10 to 1-12. So obviously that's two converted tries. That's why we like that dozen. I think we mention it every week. The dozen winning margin handicap. It's basically two converted tries, and that's 2-1. So that's kind of where I see this game going. Just that little 2 points can be a little bit extra insurance. But a couple of them specials, definitely. The last two home games, Burgess and Manfredi have scored out on the wing, and I think 5-2. That really stands out for me. That's a brilliant price, as does the 6-4 for Burgess to score and Wigan to win. Obviously, I think Wigan will probably sneak home in this one, but I think that 5-2 for Burgess and Manfredi both to score, that really stands out, because Burgess started slowly this season. I think we even joked once on the website about the Sydney Roosters CEO looking for the receipt for him, forget to send him back. But he does seem to be scoring tries now. And Manfredi scored, but they've all scored against Saints in the win at Good Friday 2 weeks ago. Yeah, that really stands out, that 5-2. I like that.
Yeah, that's a standout bet then, I'm guessing, in that one, is it?
It is, yeah, it is. Obviously, Warrington fans, if they're looking about their team, I think I'd probably look more towards the man of the match bet. And again, that's another bet we mentioned quite a lot, because I'm all for, these bets that'll give someone something to look at for 80 minutes of the game. And, that's what the man of the match bet does. It gives, it covers you the whole match. And maybe someone like Chris Hill at 33-1, obviously, right. Warrington will need to win the game. But, I mean, he's a prop forward that started slowly as well. But he often takes the eye of the Sky commentators in big games. So maybe the Warrington fans, if they're looking to have a bet on the game, might look to him about 33-1 for the man of the match.
Yeah, the match betting in both teams to score 20 or more points. Wigan 11-2, Warrington 15-2. Given what we saw last year and how tight these games are generally, I'd probably swerve that one, would you?
Yeah. I think we'll talk about the game on Friday when we'll mention that, but it might become a bit more value, yes, for that one. Yeah. But yeah, I think I'd swerve that one. I think this could be tight, yeah, definitely.
Let's have a look at that Friday game. St Helens versus Leeds. Always an absolute cracker between these two teams. And lots of history, of course. 4-7 Saints. Leeds 11-8. The draw 18-1. St Helens giving away 4 at the start of the game on the handicap. Leeds are top, of course, on 18 points. St Helens second on 14 points. Leeds have been absolutely fantastic, haven't they, most of the season. St Helens, yeah, we kind of predicted a little bit of a wobble a few weeks ago, didn't we? They looked busted, St Helens, Paul, and since then they've struggled a little bit. I mean, they beat Huddersfield Giants 11-8, which is particularly low scoring in this era of Super League. 6-6 at half time, and 11-8 they won in the end. Of course, lost to Hull KR the week before that. Lost to Hull the week before that. Had been beaten by Wigan as well. And Hull KR, so they needed a win, didn't they, Paul? And they ground it out against the Giants. Are they in the right place at the minute to take on this Leeds Rhinos team, whose form has been exemplary, hasn't it?
It has, and strangely enough, like say, Saints are favourites for the game, aren't they? And
yeah, quite sure. I mean, I'm not sure I can take 4-7 about them.
I think we'll look for more value again in a bit, but. I think we every week we were talking, we kept mentioning, well, this is going to be the week when Saints were going to lose. I think they won 6 in a row, but I think for the last 2 or 3 weeks, they look like we fancied them to lose this week. I think even Hull KR, I think we were frightened to say, well, I think Hull KR will beat them, because we'd been saying that every week and it wasn't happening. So maybe this could be Leeds' turn, funnily enough. I think there's been a few times when these two have locked horns, when Leeds have been in the form and Saints have been struggling, and Saints have managed to ground out a win. I think last year, Saints had quite a few players missing when Leeds went to Langtree Park, and Saints managed to beat them. And I think Saints have won the last 8, I think 8 of the last 10 in the league, Saints have managed to win. We all know very well the record between the two teams at Old Trafford, as Saints fans get reminded on regular occasions. But so, funnily enough, I'm surprised. I don't think the value at 4-7, I really don't. I don't think the value at odds on, but I do strangely think that Saints will win the game. They normally do well against Leeds in the league. Obviously, the playoffs are a different matter. So, yeah, I fancy Saints, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, I just can't have the price. I mean, it just comes down to a price play, just on form. Leeds at 11-8 at the minute, I think I'd back them at that price anywhere.
Yeah, it is good value, it is. And like I said, you kind of rewrite, well, obviously, you get ready to write your notes for what we're going to say, but. And I thought, oh, I really can't, but that's a fantastic price. But it's one of them where you think, I still think that Saints will beat them. But like I said, I think we're mentioning the special betting with the Saints to win but Leeds to score 20 points. So basically, you know, you need a high scoring game. Is that 5-1 for Saints to win and Leeds to score 20 points or more? That's maybe somewhere I would look. I think there'll be tries in this one, because I think both teams have got players missing. I think Leeds have got players missing out wide, so maybe to look at some of the Saints wingers for try scorer bets. But I think there'll be points in this one. There normally is between these two.
Yeah, at the moment we haven't got try scorer prices ready for this game just yet. We're recording this on Thursday afternoon. Obviously the game's on Friday night, but they will become available, as will the man of the match prices, Paul, which obviously has been a nice source of bets for you this season.
Yeah, definitely. And like I say, I mean, you can work out what the prices are very similar each week on things like man of the match and first try scorers. I think on the game on Thursday night, obviously, I think Ben Flower's been made favourite. We all know why that is. But normally, you can kind of judge where it's going to go. But like I said, as I just mentioned, I do like that. Something on this is just a bit of value. The 5-1, that Saints to win the game, but Leeds have to score 20 or more points. I think as the ground start getting harder and the weather gets better, I think there'll be more of these come up, to be honest, this season.
Yeah, there will be indeed. Yeah, it should be. It looks like an absolute cracking game, to be honest. And I'm really looking forward to watching that one. Super League's obviously curtailed a little bit this weekend, of course, because of the Challenge Cup. We've still got two other games, both on Sunday. Huddersfield Giants versus Catalan Dragons and Widnes versus Cass. Huddersfield still outside the top eight, but only a point off Catalan now, Paul. You'd have to. We haven't got the prices just yet because the team news is yet to be revealed. Bearing in mind, we're recording this on Thursday, but you'd have to say that, you know, Huddersfield should be the favourites in that game, and no doubt they will be. Catalan's away form just always lets them down, doesn't it?
It's just like we keep mentioning it every week, and I think that they're annoyed about it. They get frustrated with it, and they just haven't got this. They just haven't got it together away from home. They just don't get a knack of travelling against Wigan on Sunday, and you fully expect the Huddersfield to win this game comfortably. I think the only game Catalans have won on the road this year was at Wakefield. I think most teams are going to win there this season. So yeah, you think Huddersfield will be strong favourites, and obviously we can't say which way people would go on the handicap because we don't know what the handicap's going to be. But you'd think anything around 12, and you'd fancy Huddersfield to more than easily cover that.
The other game I mentioned briefly then sees Widnes taking on Castleford. Widnes currently second bottom, Cass sixth. Interesting game this, isn't it? You know, I kind of half expect Widnes to pick up, but they just never seem to be able to string too much together. You look at their recent results, 22-8 defeat at Hull, 32-16 defeat at Catalan, beat Warrington at home, beat Hull KR at home, lost at Salford, you know, lost by 10 points to Saints at home. Can they do this at their place?
Well, as you mentioned there, you keep saying they won at home and they lost away. I think that's pretty much they're very consistent in that way, Widnes. So you'd probably think that they might well do. I think Cass's away record isn't great, but bear in mind that they did have a fantastic away win at Warrington last week. That's fair enough, but they don't tend to win many on the road, and Widnes don't tend to lose money at home. So again, I probably would look to a home win in that one, but again, you'd have to look for the handicaps on Sunday. Obviously, if you have a look at the website, or we will cover that game and tell people what we think, where the handicap line will be. Well, it depends on where the handicap line will be, but I probably would think Widnes's home form would probably go for a win there. But you never know, you might get a bit of value for Cass if you know they push him up to 7-4, maybe it's 2-1. I think Cass's record on the high pitch isn't actually that bad if you look at the past results. I think they've won a couple in the last few years.
Yeah, it could well be an interesting one. We've got some very interesting games in the Challenge Cup this weekend, as we see some big names coming up against some Super League teams, not least the Bradford Bulls versus Hull KR, of course. We've got Sheffield Eagles against Hull. Sheffield, of course, former winners of the great old competition. And we've also got potentially the most intriguing game of all weekend, in a way, Paul, and that's Leigh Centurions taking on Salford. And the reason it's so intriguing is because of one man.
Yeah, Gareth Hawke, as we all know, he's always in the news for one reason or another, and it certainly is this time. I'm sure the listeners are well aware now. I think we've mentioned this a few weeks ago, but basically we know Hawke left Salford a few months ago, and apparently he'd signed an agreement with them, with Mr. Kukash, that he wouldn't play in any meetings with Salford. If the team he'd signed for come up with Salford, he wouldn't play. I think they were more looking to maybe it's a clash in the middle eight competition later in the season if Salford were to be in there, which basically I don't think they will be now. But basically, Lee were unaware of this when they signed Hock. So now Lee is saying, well, it's nothing to do with them. So they're going to play. Hock is eligible, is legally allowed to play. The only problem would be here is I think the agreement between Hock and Salford himself. So I think if Hock does play on Saturday, I'd imagine he'll be in court in a few weeks' time with Salford trying to get a few quid back from what they're paying him. I think the anger is around the fact that they're trying to say that they're still paying part of Hock's wages. But it just depends which way you see it, because I think they paid up his contract when he left, but I think they're paying it up in instalments. So it just depends whether you think that still means they're paying his wages or they're just, it depends on how you think. But yeah, it all revolves around Hock. But this aside, it's live on Sky on Saturday afternoon, and it's got the makings of an absolute belter, this one.
You liked Lee early on, as a big outside price in for the competition. Do you think they can get past Salford?
I think this could be tough, to be honest. Obviously, it's not been priced up. But no. It has been, I think they're just about there. I think everyone's struggling to come up with where they think the line should be. I think there's a game on Friday night. I think Halifax go to Wakefield. I think that could be worth keeping an eye on that, just to see how close Halifax actually get. I think, because obviously we don't really know the gap between Super League and the Championship at the moment. That game will give us an idea. Lee beat Wigan pre-season. I saw that one. They played really well. And they've been absolutely brilliant in the Championship. They're unbeaten. So I think we're looking at about 10 or 12, I'd imagine, on the handicap. I think Lee can definitely stay inside that. Whether they can beat Salford, I'm not so sure. Well, Salford without Chase, but I think Dobson's still well enough. I think it might just sneak Salford home in the end.
Yeah, Lee have been fantastic so far. 9 from 9 in the Championship. Another team who've been playing very well. I think they've won 9 on the spin, including the cup win. Bradford Bulls, 8 wins and 1 loss. The only loss coming in the Championship against Lee themselves. And they play this Hull KR team, who are 7th in the Super League. If Hull KR aren't on their mettle going to Oddsall, they could come a cropper here. It'd be interesting to see what the handicap's set at.
Definitely. Again, obviously we mentioned that we'll. I think that Sunday, is that game Sunday, the Bradford one?
That's right, yeah.
I think we'll obviously know the result of the league game by that. I think obviously that Lee Salford will probably be a good form guide towards that. And Hull KR's away form's terrible. We know that. So they'll certainly have to be on the mettle to get past Bradford. I think the Championship club, it's going to be a really interesting weekend, looking forward to that middle eight that we keep going on about, because I think that's going to be the best 7 weeks of the season. That middle eight competition for promotion is going to be a scrap. It's going to be brilliant. I think this is going to give us a few real pointers to see where these teams are, just what the gap is between the bottom four in Super League and the top four in the Championship. I think Bradford could definitely give Hull KR a game, just like Lee. I think they can definitely stay within 2 scores, depending on what the handicap lines are. Definitely. I think this looks like really good games at the weekend.
Yeah, the final one of the three is exactly the same as well, isn't it? Hull, who are 10th in Super League, taking on this Sheffield team, who are the next best team after Lee and Bradford in the Championship. Sheffield Eagles have won 7 and lost 2 of their Championship matches so far. Exactly the same thing again, isn't it, here? You've got a Super League team away from home, a team who will be full of confidence. Whether these teams can last the 80 minutes against the Super League outfits is another matter, but they're going to give them a real run for the money. I'd be looking at maybe first half handicaps when the prices come out, Paul.
Definitely, yeah, that could be the way to go. I mean, obviously, Lee and Bradford are full-time, so
yeah,
it probably lasts a bit longer, but they're definitely with Sheffield. I mean, Sheffield pushed Lee all the way last weekend. It's a fabulous game. I listened to some of it on the radio, and I think with 10 minutes to go, Sheffield were 2 points in front, and they looked like they were going to inflict Lee's first defeat of the season. Lee scored 3 tries in the last 10 minutes. They actually scored 2 tries in the last minute to get our treble up for the weekend, which is fantastic. But again, this is, as you said, you definitely would fancy Sheffield to... Sheffield and all the Championship sides at home to come flying out of the traps. So maybe that could be a really good shout, looking out for the first half handicap. But again, you think whoever's pulled these balls out of the hats, the RFL must be clapping their hands, because it's some intriguing ties and really, really interesting. It's great for the cup that we're talking about, the cup we've been talking about for the last 5 minutes, and that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, and we could see quite a few non-Super League teams in the next round, of course, when all the big boys come in. Paul, if there's one bet this weekend that the listeners should take in the Super League or the Challenge Cup, what would it be?
I think probably that Burgess and Manfredi 5-2 to score any time. I must admit, I just noticed that in the corner of my eye. That's real good value. That, like I said, especially Wigan. But I mean, the home form now really does stand up. They're still struggling on the travels, but them two seem to be really on fire at the minute. So that would probably be the one, Burgess and Manfredi, any time at 5-2, both of them to score.
Paul, thanks for your time today. Enjoy the rugby league at the weekend. It's Paul Redhead 1 on Twitter. You can also follow Paul's blog at seriousaboutrl.com, and their Twitter address is at seriousaboutrl as well. So Paul will be tweeting all weekend with his bets on the Rugby League Challenge Cup and the Super League as well. Thanks for listening to the podcast as ever. If you're having a bet on any of the Super League or Challenge Cup action this weekend with William Hill, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.